Hello, this is the Exotics Fan, Al speaking. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you? Yep. 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 Yeah. Sure. Yeah, just bear with me. I'll see what my nurse might recommend. Is there like a do you have many flavors to pick from, or what's the banana or something? Yeah, cool. Well, just bear with me a second. I'll see if my nurse has any recommendations on what guinea pigs might prefer, and I'll let you know. Just bear with me. Excellent.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic.
Thank you for holding there. So I just spoke to my colleagues and they said that some guinea pigs aren't really the biggest fan of like really sweet fruit flavors. So if there was like a fruit flavor or like vegetable flavor, I would be surprised if you had that. But if there was like a fruit flavor that wasn't very strong, that would probably be preferable. But look, it's not really an exact science, so yeah, just whatever you guys could make up and whatever's easiest for you. If there's none that fit those requirements, then that's fine as well. Yeah. Well, yeah, my nurse mentioned that, you know, some of those flavors are what we sometimes do get. I don't think it's the biggest issue. If it is chicken flavor, it's not going to affect them at all. And if it's more of a neutral flavor, then that might be a little bit easier to give for some of these, you know, unwell animals that are, you know, not liking that really strong, sweet, artificial flavor. It might just be easier to go chicken, just to give it that neutral flavor where they might not dislike it as much. Excellent. You're very welcome. Thank you for the call. Enjoy the rest of your day. Awesome. No worries. Bye-bye.